Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. I've got David Vineski here with me today of Intel. He's their digital campaign manager for America's marketing operations. And we're going to be talking about Dig. And Dig is one of the most popular sources of information on the web. It's really a place for people to discover and share content from anywhere on the web. To me, it's like a real focus group. You can go there and you can really find out information. I think it's a lot of fun. We've never delved into this topic on Marketing Voices, and David's going to be great because he's going to be able to talk about a campaign or campaigns he's done with Dig and, you know, his success with it. So should be a lot of fun. So, David, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So what is your campaign with Dig?
My campaign with Dig is actually twofold. We've been with them. We've been in sponsorship activities with them for about the last 9 months. The first sponsorship activity we did with them was actually helping them innovate a new visualization in their Dig Labs environment. What Dig does really well is present a pretty user-friendly environment for the consumer that's coming there. And, basically it's a social bookmarking site, social conversation, news gathering site. And rather than just have a running list of what's being dug on dig.com, they take it to another level and create a visualization that shows which stories are coming in real time and how many people are attaching to that story and how those stories are connected. So what we did was we worked with Federated Media to create an opportunity where we matched up kind of the tradition of innovation at Intel with helping Dig continue their new innovation as they create multiple visualizations in their labs environment. They had created three already. They wanted to create a fourth one that showed the latest iteration of their labs environment, and it was called Dig Arc. And, you know, it was really kind of a neat opportunity for us in that nobody had ever sponsored anything on Dig before. So we were a first mover in that category. Our get out of the whole exchange was we are the main sponsor of the Dig Labs environment and specifically the Dig Arc application. So we're branded in Dig Labs. We're branded on the Dig Arc application visualization. And then we also have a small section within the labs environment that highlights some really good content from Intel that helps the consumer understand how our technology is helping further this innovation and how, you know, we're kind of an important player in the whole computing industry.
So in terms of your target audience, as you looked at doing this campaign, did you focus there and say, okay, what are they going to get out of this? Or how did you approach it from a strategic aspect?
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing, right? So we're looking at how we can help educate the customer on making good computing decisions as they're doing their research and their preference building online. Dig is a unique environment in that they have an extraordinarily high ratio of our enterprise target audience coming to that site and browsing in the community at, you know, I think probably during their leisure time. It's not your traditional sell-through website where people are coming and making their technology purchase decisions, but an extremely high number of people that are right in our wheelhouse of business technology users do come to Dig and participate heavily in Dig. I mean, this is a site, you know, 6 months ago had something like 125 million page views a month, 20-plus million unique visitors, and a lot of these guys fall right into that 18 to 38 age range, heavy IT users. I think 52% of them are IT managers or hardware and software developers. They have a high household income, and they're new technology adopters. So these are the guys that are really kind of the market makers on influencing technology purchase decisions amongst their peer group and the people that they, you know, kind of give advice to. So rather than, you know, I was given a little bit of the squinty eye test when I brought it back to my management saying, we don't really see the connection here, but let's go with it and give it a shot.
How did the campaign do? I mean, where are you on judging the success with it and that sort of thing?
How we measured success on this, sorry, I'm kind of coming full circle back to this, is we got an extraordinary amount of traffic on our original sponsorship of the labs environment and the ARC application, and far surpassed that on the images sponsorship. I think we got something like 4 million unique visitors in the first 10 days on dig.com/images. You know, we have a couple of integrated advertising placements within that. We have a transactional offer with one of our top OEMs that rotates in and out each month. And what we try and do is we try and integrate seamlessly without disrupting the user's experience, right? Our goal is not to go and bombard the Dig community with advertising. It's to go and show how, you know, we're a leader in computing technology and hopefully can enhance their experience. In addition, you know, kind of going back to the squinty eye test that we had internally, we were picked up by a couple of well-known publications that really, quote-unquote, got our sponsorship activity with these guys. The first one is ClickZ, which is an online marketing publication that is fairly well-recognized in the industry, and ClickZ made the connection right away. They said, you know, Intel has a 40-year history of innovation. Dig is innovating like mad on a daily basis. We understand how Intel plays in this. They're really helping Dig continue that innovation and really take it to the next level. And Intel is not just solely focused on themselves. They're interested in bringing forward technology and technology innovation to the marketplace in a collaborative effort. In addition, we won a kind of an online award through Business Week for the development of the ARC application, and that was a joint innovation award between Intel and Stamen Designs, who actually did the design work on ARC and Dig.
Okay, so all this positive is wonderful, but what about the pitfalls?
We didn't really have any with Dig. It's been we didn't have a significant backlash or really any backlash from the community saying, hey, why are you selling out to the corporate sponsor here? It was warmly embraced, and I think, you know, I give some credit to how Kevin and the Dig guys really spun that to the audience.
Well, David, thank you so much. It's been really helpful to hear about this. And like I said, you're the first person that's really gone into, anything about Dig on this show. So thank you for that.
You bet. Happy to.
And I've been talking to David Vineski of Intel, who's the digital campaign manager. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.